What's up, dudes? How's it going out there?
Both of them.
It's me, Seth, Tim.
It's me.
Colby.
Not Colby.
Not Colby.
I'm Jafar.
He's Jafar from The Little Mermaid.
Jafasuvius.
Jafasuvius, the volcano human. Bringer of pain. Menace just put exclamation point haircut in the chat, man. Look at that.
It's the volcano that blew up and killed
Vesuvius.
All those that one.
It's not Jafaruvius or whatever you said. Jeruvius. Jeruvius, I think, was my was your hairdresser, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are you just staring at me while you pound Bud Light? Why you do that? It's very unsettling.
I was waiting for you to ask me why I have Bud Light.
Oh, man.
What do you mean, why?
Rock hard!
Taylor, with 1 year.
1 year, BB.
I mean, I'm going to assume it says 1 year. Yes, okay, subscribe for 12 months. Twitch changed it, so like now you sometimes you see, oh, jeez.
Oh, is that the new subscriber noise?
No, that's tier three. That's a tier three sub.
God,
it's a tier three sub. It's 9 months of subs.
9 months. Ah, shit.
Okay, your girlfriend just asked why Bud Light.
Because they got me with the no corn syrup thing in the Super Bowl. They got me, man. I was kind of late on getting... I thought it was going to take longer to get booze because I'm out of Sprite and I'm out of booze. So I was going to have to get more booze and also then go to the cigarette side and get fucking pop since goddamn Kansas.
Uh-huh.
I can't sell it in the same fucking building.
That's right.
Anywho.
Yes.
I was like, ah, that's going to take too long. So then I was like, I'm going to get beer. And then I looked at the beer and I was like, all of them have the same amount of calories.
Bud Light has more. That's what that's been their campaign on Twitter. Have you seen Miller's campaign on Twitter?
Didn't they say they were just about to start putting all this shit?
I think it's legally required here. Yeah, look at this, dudes. All right, by the way, thank you guys for your subs and resubs. Appreciate
Fuck!
It.
110?
Yeah.
That's an extra 14, man.
Yeah, and over 6. That's a lot of calories.
Mm.
That's a full beer.
Mm.
See, like, look at this, okay? See, they changed their whole thing. Great taste, only 96 calories. See, Bud Light, Miller Light uses corn syrup. Dietitians, you know, like they're just roasting Bud Light. I don't know. Does this say September 25th?
I fucked up.
Of 2017? Are you kidding me?
Michelob?
Maybe they're just running an ad.
I think I drink Michelob, right? Is that the Ultra? Michelob Ultra? Is that the thing? Hey. Hey.
What?
Hey.
Huh.
Michelob Ultra.
What about it?
I've gotten those, right?
Yes.
They literally have one less calorie than Miller Lite.
No, Menace says they have no calories.
He is spreading fake news.
He says no calories, man.
It's a whole
It's
bunch
a calorie-free
Kappa.
Beer. If it was a calorie-free beer...
God. I'd be dead.
We could drink so many beers.
I'd be dead.
Hey, Drogan, that's awesome, dude. Heck yeah, dude. Now you can give up, stop streaming. You know you made it, all right? You just got to do what everyone else does. Get them subs, take a month off. Get them subs, take a month off. That's how you do it, right? That's what Colby's playbook is.
Totally.
Yeah.
I'm not here every fucking week.
Twice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome, though, Drogan. I know you've been working on that, man. He was 0.1 viewer away.
Wow.
From getting his affiliate.
I should have popped in. Helped him out.
You'd have to check the Discord to see he even needed it first.
I checked
so.
It today. I said I don't have arms.
Yeah, but I had to at you to get you
yes,
to look.
Yes, that's the only way I checked.
Did you like that drum video?
No, it was really bad.
Oh.
Why'd you send me that?
I don't know. I thought it was cool.
Just a drummer and drumming
in
a band?
Yeah, I just thought it was cool.
That's weird.
Okay, whatever, man.
Like, I mean, there's like 5,000 other videos that are basically
well,
exactly
that's
the
one
same
I
as that
ran
one.
Into, and I was like, Colby Bobby like might like this. So I was like, hey, can you drum like
nah,
this?
Nah, that band blows.
Okay, well, there you go.
If you actually listen to the real song, it sucks.
Does it?
It's like, there's a genre of metal and this crap new age metal shit.
Okay.
Where they just like to, like, scream. It's not like a, you know,
yeah.
It's not like a control. Yes, it's literally.
I thought mine was bad. It got worse somehow.
Dude, and Ollie, the lead singer for Bring Me, is starting to do it. That fucking Beartooth guy is doing it. It's awful. I'm so mad about it. It's like if I wanted to hear a girl scream,
Well, it's already girls singing.
I'd go to a park.
All those people sound exactly the same.
No.
Yes,
no,
they
you
do.
You play Bring Me, and then you play Sleeping with Sirens? I think that's it.
Why are you asking me?
That doesn't sound right.
Like, I know. I don't listen to your music.
I didn't really think that was a very sexualized name, but it really sounds like it.
Sleeping with Sirens? I think that's a pretty sexualized name.
I think that's it.
Yeah, because sirens, like, lure you into their bed, right?
Yeah, they do.
Or they actually lure you to their death. Maybe it's not sex. Maybe
but
it's like.
They lure you with their vaginal parts.
Yes, they. Well, no, because I think they have fish bottoms.
You don't.
So I think they only lure you with their booby
There's
tops.
There's a gill.
Yeah, it's down there.
Could fit into.
I think the way sirens work is they lure you into the rocks because their boobs are out. And apparently back in the 1700s, that was so amazing that you would drive your boat into rocks. Although I feel like, weren't boobs way more visible back then in the 70s? Like, aren't there paintings and stuff of just women naked of all times?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I know that, like, the world is filled with pornography now.
Mm-hmm.
And we can look at boobs anytime we want.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel for some reason that boobs were more normal in the 1700s based off their statues and art.
Probably.
So I don't feel like it's realistic that like a
Clothes
ship captain
have gotten more accessible, I don't know.
I feel like a ship captain wouldn't be like boobs to the rocks. You know, I don't feel like that would happen.
Been at sea for days.
Yeah, Devin, don't you read
only
like
men.
Those millions of
it's
articles?
Like pirates are gay.
Yeah, that all the pirates are gay.
Yeah.
They're getting it. They're getting
That's
it
why
on.
That would be very probable as to direct a man into some rocks that he doesn't
I don't
want
know.
To
I feel
to, so.
Like you need a release. You go into the rocks. You don't need a release if you've been having gay pirate sex for the last 6 months.
I mean, you might.
I don't know. We'll have to try
one's
it out.
One's the top, one's the bottom. Back then, I don't think it was like...
You don't think they swapped?
I like it.
What are we talking about?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But either way, I think sleeping with sirens might be more poetic. It might be like courting death.
Dead.
Like courting death, you know?
There you go.
I think that's what it is.
You listen to that band, you listen to Bring Me. They're two different singers.
Okay, well, what about the 30 others that sound just like Bring Me the Horizon?
That's fine. Those are not girly sounding screams.
They all
singers.
Yeah, no. They all sound
if
the same.
If you listen to sirens, you'll be.
You keep
like,
mentioning the sirens. Well, I'm asking, what about?
That's probably the highest pitched voice I've ever heard in this genre of music, and it's a man.
About that,
it's higher.
There's
higher than that.
Only dogs could hear that one. That's how high that one was. That's how high that one was. So, Menace wants to know where your cover of "In the Air Tonight" by Phil Collins is. That's one of the easiest things to drum, I would think, right? It's just powerful, but it's not complicated.
Yeah.
Did you pull up your Miley Cyrus one again?
That song, though, that you sent had a real good breakdown in it.
What song?
I was pretty hyped about the one that we're fucking talking about.
The one I see, you said it sucked.
Yeah, it sucked. Well, no, I didn't say it sucked. I said it was...
I think
common.
If we were riding the tape, you're going to say it sucked.
I said it was common.
Okay.
There's nothing special about it.
I thought the breakdown was
average.
Good.
Average. But the breakdown, that has nothing to do with the drummer.
Well, the drums have been part of breakdown.
That's song.
All right. Okay, man, whatever.
It's like 20% drummer.
Okay. Okay. Sorry about the dogs that are in your house. Zeke, Taylor agrees you said it sucked. You going to argue with her? She's been sub for 1 year.
That was the first thing I said. Yeah, it sucked.
I'm like in the Twilight Zone.
I meant not the song, but the video itself sucked. I'm a complicated person.
You're very complicated.
Sucked
just,
means a lot of different things when you know.
I bet
you really think about it.
I bet it does, dude.
You really put
it
in your brain
it,
and mull
yeah.
it over and think about it. It kind of means a few different things.
Let's not do that.
Let's not.
Actually. Mm. So, hey, man, how was your week?
Bud.
How was your Super Bowl week?
Dude, great.
Saw Britt used my Tom Brady quote. I text you in her Instagram. No credit. Wow.
Yeah, fuck
that's,
you.
That's stealing, dude.
Yeah, you could sue.
I won't.
You should.
I should sue your girlfriend for stealing a stupid quip that I also stole from a Blockbuster movie that they didn't even put in the movie?
Yep.
That seems like a really hard case to win. Or
you could do it. Figure it out. Three if you pay extra. What does that mean?
Well, Taylor said sucked. Sucked means two things.
Oh, three if you pay extra.
Yeah, but I don't know what the third one would be.
Sucks it through her vagina. I don't know, man.
That's the second time you've used the V word tonight. What is... Don't. Just don't.
Vaginal. Crevice. moist. I can't think of words.
We're going to lose our viewership.
Nah, we're good.
Okay.
We're good, bro.
Not good.
Puppies.
If you don't know, you can't afford it. What?
Mm?
So how was your Super Bowl, man? Was it good?
It was good, yeah. Good food. Hung out with a bald person. It was fun.
Why? Why is a bald person to do with anything?
The bash came.
Oh, okay. All right. Did you go? I thought you went over to her parents' house.
Yeah.
Bash showed up?
Yeah.
That's weird, dude. Did he try to date anybody?
No, thankfully no one was there to date.
Okay. Because he's dating old ladies now.
Yeah. Brett's mom better watch out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bash is coming.
He's making eyes all night, man.
I believe it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a... Yeah, the Super Bowl, I don't know, dude. It was a terrible game.
Yes.
Terrible commercials.
Yep. They were nothing.
They
weren't bad. They weren't good.
Yeah, it was like the game.
Mediocre.
It was just, it couldn't have happened, and it would have been fine.
Yep.
Like, they were like, someone could have came out and been like, listen, I'm going to save you 5 hours of your life. Here's the Avengers trailer. They're not going to do SpongeBob music in the halftime show like we told you, and the Patriots are going to win by 6 points, but it's gonna sound better than it is. All right, go home. They could have saved everybody a bunch of money and time.
6 points.
What was it, 7?
I thought it was 13-3. I thought it was the final score.
I honestly don't know.
It could be 3-10. It's 13-3.
Does it matter?
No.
Yeah.
They won.
Yeah, and it was horrible. And no Game of Thrones. Taylor's very upset. I don't know why she expected Game of Thrones.
Me neither.
Did you expect to see SpongeBob?
I was telling everybody there that I heard that
right.
They were gonna play.
And then we all got baited, dude.
Yeah, we really did hard.
Like, why even show SpongeBob?
Like, and especially before Travis Scott, who gets half the fucking shit he says bleeped.
Yeah,
that
dude.
Didn't matter.
I know. I couldn't understand.
Pissed me off.
One word he said.
No.
Do you know
not
what that
one.
Do you know what that song is? Let me ask. Like, I know what it is. It's Sicko Mode. I know that because of Reddit was talking about it.
Yeah.
Did you know what it was?
Only because
when he was doing
the music video.
Okay. See, I didn't even know that.
I follow this channel on YouTube that remakes cool camera tricks done in music videos.
Okay.
And that was one of them. And that's the only way I know about it.
Okay.
But also, I checked the Billboard Top 200.
Uh-huh.
Because my Bring Me album came out. And
okay.
It went to the tippity top.
Good job, man.
And it was like, Sicko Mode was like the third song.
Dude, I don't.
Top 200.
I still, 90% of the time, think he's the guy from Blink 182.
Dude, Travis Scott, wasn't he a producer for the longest time?
Dude, I don't have any idea who this man is.
I swear he was like a producer, and then now all of a sudden he's rapping. I thought he was white forever, because I never saw him on tracks with his name on it.
I don't know, man.
I thought he was white. I thought he was the producer. Like, what kind of name is Travis Scott for a rapper?
It's a white name.
Dude, it's just...
It's a very white name, I'll tell you that. This is
real dumb.
This is the only reason I know Travis Scott. And I just assume that may or may not be him. Because he kind of looks like ASAP Rocky.
What are these other people down here?
Oh, I don't know half. Like, Lil Peep? Like, scroll down a little bit more so Jack can see.
This guy looked white.
Lil Sky's like, who?
Just his forehead, he looks white.
Like, scroll down to Lil Peep. Like, is that a real person, Lil Peep?
Lil Peep, he's right there.
I know, but is he a real thing?
Yeah, he dead.
Lil Peep's dead?
Oh, he dead as shit.
What happened to Lil Peep?
He overdosed. On Xanax.
Now, this Khalid right here is different than DJ Khalid.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Different person.
Mm-hmm.
And what about Lil Baby?
I don't know who that is.
Do you think when he's making love to a woman, he makes them say, Lil Baby?
Oh, Lil Baby. Oh, Lil Baby.
Like, I don't want that, right?
Oh, you and your little pee-pee,
and then
your little baby.
What is wrong with you? Obsessed with genitals tonight. Lil Baby.
Testicles.
And then this guy right here, his name's Juice WRLD.
Wow.
I mean, who are these people?
SoundCloud rappers.
Juice WRLD, man.
Dude, fuck this genre.
Lil Peep.
Black Bear?
Yeah, there's Black Bear right there, dude. Black Bear. Yeah.
What the fuck?
This is the only reason I know these people exist.
How did Drake make it to page 2?
Oh, I just added them in alphabetical order. So Drake's. So it's reverse.
Like, why didn't you change the sort mode?
What do you mean? Sort by latest.
The default.
What do you... The default is latest. What do you want me to
What's
make it
the
to?
What's popularity?
They're all going to be the same, man! He hasn't sold one thing, I don't think! That may not be true. I honestly don't know. Here, we'll do sort by popular. Look, it's the exact same. You happy?
I am.
You happy now?
Actually, I am. Good to know.
Are you happy because that proves that he hadn't sold anything?
Yeah. I don't want him making money.
So mean.
He fucking learned how to design, so he ain't gonna pay me shit.
That's bad karma, man. That's what that is.
I don't give a fuck.
That's bad karma.
I ain't making shit now.
What do you mean? He'd learn to design.
He did that whole shit. He gave you all those images.
He did. Yeah. You still make him shirts, don't you?
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
If he came to you and he asked for a shirt,
I told him no.
Oh, that's right, because then he got really mad.
Yeah,
I remember that.
It's like, never mind.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, it's awkward. Mm. Anyway, what were we talking about? Super Bowl. Sucked.
Yep.
I mean, they played the Avengers trailer right at the start, played Captain Marvel.
Literally before the game.
Yeah, it was before the snap, after the coin toss. It was the first commercial break of the game. The clock hadn't even started counting down yet.
Is that the primetime spot? I have no idea.
No.
I don't think so.
I feel like...
I thought that was a teaser for the full-length trailer later in the game.
I was hoping. It's only 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah,
you
want to
watch it? I got it pulled up.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Let's watch it. Let's watch it, man. I mean, it's 30 seconds.
Yeah, there's literally nothing in this trailer I give a shit about. Bananas. Two things.
What?
One, I'm glad that there's going to be time passed and that we're going to see, like, how the world reacts to the snap.
Yep, 100% agree, yeah.
That, awesome.
Uh-huh.
Secondly, Cap gets his old shield back. That's lesser than the first one. Only two things I give a shit about that.
You want to see some fan theories?
Sure.
Okay, first of all, frame by frame, they just highlight everything as gray and red, which I think is kind of interesting, you know?
It just matches that logo.
Yeah, that's all it is. But why show it? Like, why waste a second of our precious Avengers time with past footage, you know? Okay.
To make you wonder.
So here are the fan theories. So first of all, I agree with you 100%. They're showing areas that are just desolate, you know? Like, people really like this poster, the Where Do We Go? Now that they're gone. And you can see, I'm pretty sure you can see Captain America. He's right here.
Yeah.
Just sitting there, you know.
Well, that's the next scene.
Right, he's sitting in that chair. Yeah. You know? Bananas. And then you see Nebula and Tony Stark working on stuff, which I think is pretty cool.
I heard that they were...
He's building it in a ship with a box of scraps!
A rumor was that they went to Nanavellir or whatever the hell.
Okay.
And he's messing around with Peter Dinklage, but that's clearly the fucking
ship. That's the ship, yeah. I don't think so, because I think he would try to be getting home, right? I mean, that'd have to be the whole reason. Okay, so here's the first one. Notice the large human-sized gap between Mark Ruffalo and Don Cheadle there. Now, a lot of people think that this is going to be the arrival of Captain Marvel. And a lot of people think that Tony Stark is going to be right here. And he's going to come back in the first 20 minutes of the movie.
I bet, yeah.
Because what they've, like, the producers and the creators have said, now they're known debaters, but they've said that the trailers only show things from the first act of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
They've never shown anything from the last two-thirds of the movie, right, essentially. And so I kind of tend to believe that we're going to have Tony in here quicker than they want us to think.
Yeah,
I think he'll be back almost immediately.
It's either that or Captain Marvel's there and they're looking up at Tony coming home. Either way.
That could be too. I don't know. I just feel
because
like...
Because that's Bruce, isn't it?
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. If Captain Marvel was already there, I don't feel like she would care about something coming in the sky.
My guess
would be is that the last time something appeared in the sky, something real bad happened. Half of everything disappeared. Okay? Mm-hmm. So I'm guessing that these guys, the OG Avengers, were here are like, uh-oh, here we go again. More portals. And then it turns out to be Tony. Because if it was Captain Marvel, she'd just fly up to space and punch it. Because she's punching planes in her trailer. And she punches a plane in her trailer. She punches it. A plane.
All these scenes are probably aren't even in the movie, man.
That could be. It's not the first time that they've done that to us.
That is.
Okay, so now we've got Rocket. Now, I believe, my personal theory, is that Rocket and Thor are in the same place, and they're both at the new Asgard in Norway.
Okay.
And that's where Valkyrie's going to come in and all that stuff. That's my personal theory. Because they're friends now, yeah. Thor and Rabbit. I don't really care about those dudes. I like that Ant-Man's suiting up. Mm-hmm. I think that's cool. I don't know why they're suiting up in the office. My guess would be the Terminator's there. I don't know, man.
Okay, so who's the bad guy? Is it Thanos?
Yeah, it's gotta be Thanos,
right? I feel like Thanos
right?
is just sitting on his ass. He's like,
yeah,
I'm done.
Yeah, he's drinking Mai Tais now.
So then who's the bad guy? Galactus or whatever?
I don't know, man. I think the bad guy is Thanos. They're just going to undo it. I think, personally, that we're going to get a lot of Tony comes back, look at how horrible the world is in the first act,
mm-hmm.
and then Ant-Man's going to show up right towards the end of the first act, and him and Tony are going to figure out how to go back in time. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to do that whole thing. And the difference, I think, this time will be Captain Marvel's there, and that's why she can help whoop Thanos. Part of me also wants Captain Marvel to not really be that integral to the movie. Like, yeah. It's not going to be cheap, but it's going to feel a little cheap if, like, the Avengers only win because Captain Marvel's there.
That's true.
You know, I feel like they
but
should
be
able be to win.
The whole goddamn Mary Sue fucking shit we've been seeing with Disney. Rey can do goddamn everything in the book. Just
but
a woman.
Mary Sue?
A woman shows up, and then everything's fixed.
First
because
of all,
women are amazing.
No one is more feminine than Thor. All right, so pump the brakes.
To the biggest man on the fucking roster of actors.
Look at that, man.
You're saying he's the most feminine.
Of course he... Okay, first of all, he's not bigger than Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, 1,000... No, I meant size-wise.
Oh, well, you're just because you're obsessed with his body, you compare
no,
yourself
because
to
he's
Thor.
Physically larger than everyone
uh-huh.
else.
Uh-huh, whatever, dude.
Yeah, see, Menace is on my side. She's the MacGuffin.
I don't know what that means.
Mary Sue, she could do everything
was
without
Mary
even
Sue
trying.
Was Mary Sue a superhero or something?
No, it's from a thing a long time ago.
We've been arguing about this for a long time?
No, but it was a character.
Why don't we say Superman? He can do everything.
That's a great point. But then also Kryptonite. Kryptonite exists.
So there's a character.
Making him do nothing.
So you're telling me.
Ray, tell me Ray is Kryptonite. Nothing.
Shirtless Kylo.
Nothing.
Porgs.
It affected her slightly. It did not change her resolve at all.
But here's the problem with Rey. She has no character. You know what undoes her? Sand. Not having rations. That undoes Rey. Not knowing her parents.
Her parents. I'm just saying, man.
Who cares? Rey sucks.
Do everything out the box. No training, no tribulations of any kind.
But I don't think that's because they wanted a girl that comes in and does great. I think that's because they're terrible at writing new characters. Because you know who else has no kryptonite and can do everything out of the box? Finn.
No.
Yeah.
He gets cut up.
He figures out how to reverse engineer tracking through hyperspace in a 5-minute sequence in Star
great
Wars.
Point.
And we didn't even know that technology existed until 5 minutes before. And he's like, no, I knew and
but
I know how to
unplug
it.
He also gets
and he was a janitor!
He also gets put into a coma from a lightsaber slash. Which makes sense.
Not for Kylo. He just got some stitches. He was fine.
Yeah, right? Half his head should be gone.
I mean, Kylo got stabbed and then was on a planet
Dude,
that exploded. And in the next movie, he just has stitches.
What would it look like if, like, half his face is gone? And so you get Kylo's face here, but then, like, Darth Vader's helmet
Dude,
as the rest of his head?
Photoshop it,
that
man.
Would be sick! Why didn't they cut it half his head off? Also, Finn, they should have split him down the middle.
Dude, they should have split
balls
everyone in that movie down the
balls
middle.
Balls to brain.
Is there one character in that show we want to keep?
No.
Yeah, so everyone should
Mark
have been split.
Hamill.
He's the only one that died!
Yeah.
Even Carrie Fisher, who died in real life, still lived in that movie.
Such a stupid fucking decision.
Such a bad movie.
Didn't she die a year before it came out?
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
They
pretty
had
long
no time to reshoot.
Yeah.
Or come up with a different plot. They were like, all right, she just died. We got to figure out a way to kill her off in The Last Jedi. They worked for 9, 10, 11 months
uh-huh.
trying to figure out a way to do that with reshoots. Said, fuck it.
Yeah, that's what they do.
And then just went
we'll
with
solve
what
it with a
had.
Time jump.
God
yeah, that's what they're
going
to do.
That fucking piece of shit, boy pussy, Rian Johnson, man. Oh! If I could set one person on fire.
It would be him.
It would be fucking him.
We were in a room with Osama bin Laden, Hitler, and Rian Johnson. You had two bullets.
Yeah.
I'd shoot Rian Johnson twice.
Mainly because the other two are dead. They're already dead. He's still living.
Can we finish with our Marvel?
No, he's getting his own goddamn trilogy still, man. He's going to shit all over Star Wars more. Watch it be the best thing ever.
It's going to be great. You know it's going to be great.
It might be absolute shit.
It also could be.
Dude.
Remember, Solo exists, too. Ron Howard made that movie. No Solo. Can we finish this? Or do you want to keep yelling about Star
Wars?
Because I made a small. We should make it big if you want to rant. Okay. Hawkeye's at a ramen noodle joint. Okay. Here's the next big fan theory, man. Thanos is going to use the Time Stone to turn back Captain America into his pre-serum form.
No fucking.
And that's why he's got to tighten up the shield, because he's now old, weak Captain
Absolutely
America, and his
not.
Shield don't fit no more.
That makes.
Because if you
no
look, he's trembling.
Sense.
He's not putting it back on with force and like determination. He's terrified. Look at him. Look at him shake, man. Did you see his hand shake? He's scared. He pooping turds the size of logs, dude.
That
he's horrified.
The dumbest thing I've ever.
Thanos heard. Gonna make him tiny. Like, why else would he have to tighten it up, dude?
Dude,
why?
He has five other rings on his goddamn hand that could do numerous more worse things than reverse him.
He wants
to small
to
Steve
humiliate
Rogers.
Him, man.
That's idiotic.
He wants to humiliate.
He's that's so dumb.
Okay, and then there's also a human size hole here. Now, I just personally believe that the Hulk's going to go here, because I think this is really early in the film, maybe even one of the first shots where they're
so
just
how the fuck does the Hulk get back?
I don't know. Well, maybe not one of the first. They'll probably
yeah, that's right.
But I do think that they would hide the Hulk. Because
I don't give a fuck.
They want you to think.
I'm so done with all this shit.
What do you mean?
I'm so done with it.
How can you
just
be done
give
with
me
this?
The movie. I don't want your bullshit ad sales marketing crap. Especially if you're gonna lie to me. Just give
yeah
me the fucking movie.
They are gonna lie to you too.
God.
What about these, man? Do you not want to talk about these then? Is this marketing crap too?
This cast photos? Whoopty
it's
fucking
just, it's
do,
just
man.
Photos. It's just photos of the.
I don't give a shit.
Come on, man. You don't.
I don't give a fucking rat's
you don't,
ass.
You don't want to know what they're looking at?
And my big old dick. It's just right out, hard as a rock, scaled it up to mountain size. They're staring at it.
Okay. What about this one of Cersei? I saw a little bit of joy in your face.
Nope.
I saw
the baby
a little
that
bit.
She was pregnant with is now dead on the floor.
What about Arya? She's admiring something.
She's staring up and being like, yeah, that's a dragon I could kill.
What about Peter Dinklage?
He's staring down the mountain and...
Oh, he's at Winterfell. Don't you think that's interesting?
Raping him.
I flicked too far ahead. Don't you think it's interesting
no
that he's at Winterfell?
You remember the end of the fucking last episode, right?
Well, I mean...
They're going to Winterfell?
Well, yeah, but...
Well, whoop-de-fuck, they made it.
I mean, he looked real mad.
Sweet.
But, okay, all right.
Sweet, they made it.
What about Sansa with this ferret around her neck?
God, I hope it comes back alive and strangles her.
Hey, what's your opinion on Sansa? Do you like her or not?
Burn her.
Taylor is going to get very upset.
I don't
upset
give a shit.
Taylor,
I heard these conversations.
For some reason,
she's
Taylor likes Sansa.
God, she's the worst.
Isn't she, like, one character... In the entire series that you could kill and wouldn't change the series, Sansa.
Yeah.
She's worthless. The, mm-hmm, the worst.
Yeah.
And there are no spoilers yet, Taylor. None yet. Sansa sucks, all right? There she is. She's smiling, okay? All right, there's Jon Snow.
We just started rewatching the series.
Look at Jaime with his beard, dude.
He's got a beard, man.
He's got a beard. Remember Jaime in like season 3 or 4, whenever he was captured and he was redeemed, Jaime?
Yeah, he's
before he went back
got
and got corrupted by, you know, this lady. You
Twat
know? Yeah.
Twat lady.
Had the beard. He's coming back.
Such a good character arc. Taylor, what the fuck show are
watching? I don't know.
What show are you watching?
How much do you think he's just going to sit and brood in this
season? I wish Joffrey just literally kept torturing her. Just kept on doing it. Ramsay just keeps pounding it away, man.
What about this guy?
That took it too far.
Really, that was too far?
I think that was the worst tonight.
Okay. What about this guy?
Burn.
Are you mad that he's losing weight?
I'm mad that he exists.
You know what? Well, no, because he discovered the Targaryen lineage.
I don't give a fuck.
So, no, I'm saying
Bran knew that already. We don't need him.
No, I'm saying he.
We don't need
what
him.
What I'm saying is that he did something unlike Sansa, who has not done one contributing thing.
The only thing she fucking did was get Littlefinger to want her Vash.
Littlefinger wants Vag's of trees. Also, that's the fourth time now we've said it. Stop saying it.
No, I'm going to see how many I can fit into the next 30 minutes.
What about this guy? I forgot he existed. I thought he was dead.
We were just rewatching this.
Uh-huh.
Because there is a scene in the beginning of the show where him and the guy who arranges the Daenerys Dragon, whatever his name is, marriage.
Yeah.
Them two are talking about the Game of Thrones.
Okay.
In like the skull basement.
Okay.
And Arya overhears them.
Okay.
And I'm like, so why even fucking show that shit as to what game is he fucking playing? Because once at the beginning he wants to kill her, and then he's like, oh nope, that was
wait.
A bad
so are you
decision.
Saying in let season me, one me... this man was already planning to usurp the throne by placing Daenerys on it?
Oh yeah.
And so now in season whatever we're in, he's all like, ooh, maybe it won't work.
What?
Like, are you saying it's not consistent?
No.
Like in season one, he wants one thing, and then the rest of the seasons he's doing something else. And then now, when the king queen shows up,
in front of Robert, he's like, "Yeah, we need to kill her because I'm trying to maintain my appearance." But behind closed doors, he's setting up with the other guy to get Daenerys in a position of power to come and retake the throne.
Taylor says he's a secret Targaryen
for the good of the realm. And no, there are no more secret fucking Targaryens.
What about this guy?
He's just awesome.
I mean, he's the best character of the show, right?
Yep.
They're definitely going to kill him.
Yep.
Because we like him.
Yep.
Because, like, it used to be Peter Dinklage, unkillable because he was the favorite. Now, I could care less about Dinklage. This is the only guy that matters. If the entire show burns to the ground and he walks out of the ashes and he's like, well, this is crazy for an old salmon skipper or whatever he says, like, that'll be fine for me.
Yeah.
That's enough.
Agreed. Even though I don't know his name.
Davos? Is that his name?
Davos Seaworth.
Dude, I'm so good. Should we do this? We're talking about Game of Thrones. You want to do it?
I mean, yeah.
We haven't done it in forever.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it. You have a pen over there?
I think so.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we are going to do this Game of Thrones poll.
Pool. It's a pool.
Dude, I can't read. It's backwards.
Fucking mongrel.
Okay, so basically, predict if each character will be alive or dead at the end of season 8. 1 point for each correct answer. If you predict the character dead, you have the option to predict if they will become a White Walker. Gain 1 extra point if you correctly predict that they become a White Walker. Lose a point if you predict White Walker status incorrectly. Correctly answer bonus questions for more points. Entry with the most points wins the entire pool. We're not going to do the whole pool entry fee of $10 or whatever,
no,
right?
No, fuck that.
Okay, we're just going to do this for fun. All right. So the first one. So basically we have a table in front of us, for those of you who listen in audio. Basically we have a table in front of us that has probably 20 names on it. And it says character and then alive, dead, and becomes White Walker. So we're just going to guess. First of all, I should probably write my name on this.
Hey, that's a smart
So we know whose is who, all right? So first of all. Number one at the top, Jon Snow, alive or dead?
I'm going dead.
Really?
Yep.
That's a tough one.
And then the White
Walker.
That's
a tough one.
No, for me, I'm saying dead.
Why? Is it easy for you to choose that?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
Because I think it's going to give Khaleesi more motivation to be good or something.
You think he's going to make a sacrifice and that she's going to be motivated by it?
Yep.
I don't know. I think here's the problem. A lot of these deaths are going to be determined on whether or not I think Game of Thrones is going to have a happy or a sad ending. Because in a happy ending, all the Starks that are still alive are going to live. Daenerys is going to live.
I think it's gonna
Tyrion's
be
gonna die.
For sure,
I'm sure
it's gonna be mixed.
I don't know. They faked his death really just to kill him a second time.
Absolutely, that's what this show would do.
It is easy to become a White Walker, right? Like you just die, and then the walkers like touch your body, and you turn into a White Walker.
You don't even have to touch it. The one guy just lifted up his hands, and thousands of people stood.
So there you go, Minutes. It's easy. All right, they said bittersweet. Is what Taylor said the ending will be, mm-hmm. bittersweet. Okay. I'm going to vote alive just for fun.
I think I'm going to say he becomes a White Walker and Daenerys has to, like, kill him or something.
Oh, my God, dude. Yours is going to be so dark.
Mm.
Taylor, is there a difference between White Walkers and zombies?
No. In the books, I think, yeah.
Dude, Taylor is ripping apart her house right now. Between what we've said about Sansa and what you're saying now about zombies and White Walkers.
Technically, isn't fucking Jon a zombie? Because he died and came back to life. And
that is the technical definition
in the books,
of zombie.
I'm pretty sure the mom, Catelyn, gets brought back.
Why have we not heard more about these gods that exist, by the way? Like,
they mean nothing.
Like, why did they give us a whole subplot about
they
the Lord
mean
of Light?
Nothing.
And then nothing ever happened with it.
Was there a High or whatever his fucking name is going to come back?
Like, there's still happening
it's the
Lord of Light
fire.
Thing, right?
Yeah. That's going to be a big part.
You think so?
Yeah, they think it's John, but it also might be the guy with the fucking.
That's the White Walker?
Not blindfold. Eye patch.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. The guy who's died like 60 times. Yeah.
Whatever his name is.
Oh, Lord of Light, if you see it fit, bring back this vessel. Bring him back to life. Stupid, dude.
Beric Dondarrion, that guy.
So White Walkers are zombie wranglers?
What? No. No.
Okay, hold on.
No.
We have to come up with our own rules.
Whites are the ones that the White Walkers bring back. Whites. They're not White Walkers, they're just whites.
And that's W-I-G-H-T-S.
That's anybody who's dead, and then the White Walkers are like, you're back to life. White Walkers are the motherfucking old bitches. And they're completely made of ice, it looks like. And they're the ones who control. If you kill them, then you kill all the whites that they turned with them.
Okay, can I ask you a question? Mm. So you put dead on Jon Snow.
He did.
Now what if he dies, and then he comes back?
Then I'm gonna fucking light the
show. No, I'm saying as our poll is, as an example.
I'm saying this is
if someone.
Show.
But then Jon. At the end of the end credits, if a character is dead, they are dead.
They're dead.
No matter how many times they died in the series, they are dead if they're dead at the end credits.
Yep. We're not counting zombies. Zombies aren't really
okay,
a
so
thing
if one of them becomes
the
a White
show.
Walker,
yeah.
Is that alive?
No. That's
but,
dead and a White Walker.
Okay, so if I mark alive and at the end of the show, when the end credits roll, Jon Snow is a White Walker,
that does not count.
I'm wrong, but
he's
you're
dead.
Still right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm still right, but I don't get the extra point if I didn't mark
right.
it.
Right. Okay. I'm going to say alive just for fun. Sansa Stark, I'm going to hope she's dead, so I'm putting dead in there, although she's definitely going to be alive.
She's definitely alive.
I know she is because I hate her and you hate her and that Game of Thrones people are purposely coming at us.
I think Arya's dead, too.
Mm. See, I kind of want to, let's just go opposite here, because I honestly think that Sansa is going to be alive and Arya dead.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know what, yours might be more right. Like, Sansa and Bran might live to the end where all the other Starks die.
I think she might become a white. I'm putting that.
Arya?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's I don't know. Okay, Bran. I'm going to say Bran.
Well, now that doesn't make any sense. So if we're going, spoiler alert, possibly... If we're going,
I mean, if you haven't seen Game of Thrones by now, too bad.
Being Night King theory, then is that dead or alive?
It's when the credits roll. If he is only the White Walker, he's dead. If he exists as both, he's alive.
Good point.
I would think that.
Yeah.
Taylor says Arya will warg into her wolf. Wait, I thought only Bran could do the warg thing. There's too many powers. There's Lords of Light. There's people stealing faces. There's people taking over people. There's Hordors holding doors.
Hordors.
There's too many powers.
There's Hordors.
You can't keep choosing. There's dragon flame that doesn't catch on, doesn't go out in the water, and it blows up churches. There's too many powers. All of the Starks can warg? That makes Sansa even more worthless.
No, they cannot.
I trust Taylor. She's right about everything except Sansa's greatness.
No, they can't.
By the way, hi, Hiko. I see you. How you doing, man? We're talking about Game of Thrones. Taylor says in all caps, yes, they can. Do we need to get Taylor on the Discord so she can just tell us? We need to get her in on this, I feel like, right? Okay, let's keep moving. Bran Stark, alive or dead?
Dead.
I'm going to say alive for him. Pretty confident. Cersei, I'm going to say dead.
Mm-hmm.
Jaime, I'm going to say dead.
Really?
Yeah, I don't want him to be, but I think he's going to be dead.
No.
I think they're going to kill all the Lannisters. I think the Lannisters' line has to end.
Why?
I don't feel like Daenerys is going to let him live, man.
She likes Tyrion.
Does she?
Yeah.
He's going to ruin it in the last season. He's going to be mad that they had boat sex, and she's going to get mad and she's going to be angry with Tyrion.
Nah, I'm saying Tyrion's alive.
Okay, I'm going to go with Jaime's dead, and I'm going to say Tyrion's dead. Can we? Okay.
I'm going to say Jaime's
dead.
Hey,
can we revisit this later? Like, can we make, like, a second pool, like, the week before?
Sure. That's why I printed
okay.
two.
I mean, we could, like, say this one counts, but...
We could see.
We could just see.
We should date it.
Okay. All right.
Is it the 7th?
It's the 2/7/19. All right. Daenerys Targaryen, alive.
Yep.
Yara Greyjoy. That's Theon's sister.
Yeah.
God, I hope dead.
I hope Theon dies.
I'm gonna mark him dead too. Miss Alondra, she's still in the show?
Well, she left, I think, to get out of Westeros at the end of last season. I'm saying alive.
I'm just gonna say alive, but I don't feel like she's even gonna be in it. Jorah Mormont.
Any of these motherfuckers that are dead are gonna turn into whites? How many people you really think are gonna turn into whites?
I don't even know if the White Walker battle will even happen.
Definitely won't happen.
It could have a Sopranos ending where in the last episode they just show up and they knock on the door and it fades to black, end of show.
No fucking way.
I could see it happening. I'm going to say Jorah dies.
Yeah, Jorah's probably dead.
The Hound, I'm going to say he lives because I love the Hound. The Mountain's going to die.
Yep.
Samwell Tarly,
he'll
live. He's like Sansa. He'll live because we hate him.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to be like. I think he's going to do the sacrifice thing. I think a lot of characters are going to do a sacrifice thing.
Gilly's going to be alive.
She'll live, yeah.
Child's alive.
I'm going to mark child dead. I hate it. I hate that baby. Lord Varys, is he the bald guy?
Yes.
He'll live. Brienne of Tarth, die.
All the shysters are going to live. But all
I mean,
the
I can't
brave,
believe, remember, I can't believe they killed
gonna die.
Littlefinger. Yeah. I mean, I'm surprised, honestly.
Brienne's dead.
Davos,
I'm marking alive just because I want it. Bronn.
He's not a secret Targaryen. Bronn. He'll live. He's scrappy. Podrick, live. Tormund, dead. Grey Worm, dead. Gendry, dead.
Oh.
Who's Beric Dondarrion?
He's the guy with the patch over his eye. The man with the flaming sword. How do you not
remember? Is he worthy of being on this list?
Yeah, because people think he's the fucking Azor Ahai guy because the legend says he wields a flaming sword.
Who?
Azor Ahai.
Who's that?
It's a legend that I apparently beat the White Walkers the last time, I think.
Oh, so he's the guy that's going to win?
I mean, it's rumored that it's
either
him.
Why don't they just put gasoline on his sword and light anyone's sword up?
I don't think that's how it works.
Why not? They can light the ocean on fire and burn down all of that man's fleet who burned his daughter. Why can't they light a sword on fire? I need to rewatch this show. I am not...
There is honestly not a lot of alive people.
Taylor, it's been a long time.
I still don't know about Bronn. You think he's going to... I think he's going to sacrifice himself.
No, I think Bronn... I think Bronn's never going to get his castle. He's not going to find it worthy. I think Brienne will sacrifice herself for Jaime, and it won't matter. They'll both die.
I think Podrick will live.
Podrick?
Tormund?
I say Tormund's going to die defending Brienne, too. I think Brienne of Tarth, Jaime, and
I think Gendry will live.
God, I might make Bronn as dead.
See, now here's the thing. So really, in my mind...
Where's Gendry right now?
In my mind. He's with Jon.
Okay.
there are three contenders for the throne. Four right now.
Well,
actually.
Gendry is the bastard child
right.
of
so
the guy from
Cersei
the first season.
Who's involved in the first. Then, yeah, Gendry, Jon, and Daenerys. Really, Daenerys has the least claim, minus her gigantic army.
Well, but the bastard child of the king doesn't have a claim more than Daenerys does she? Because she is... Her father was the king.
See, now, this is the thing
right?
that I don't really get, because, I mean, technically, the Targaryen line is the king's, but they got dethroned, so now isn't it fucking Baratheon? And since there are no more Baratheons, the bastard has a good fucking claim to it.
Okay, explain the family tree. Mad King, last mm-hmm. Targaryen, right? Jaime kills him.
Yep.
Right?
No. Mad King, son, Rhaegar.
Okay.
Son, dick, blonde guy who dies in the first season, who's Daenerys' sister.
Okay, the guy with the gold on his
Daenerys.
Head.
Daenerys. Three children to Mad King.
Okay.
Rhaegar dies.
That's the guy who's in the tower with
Ilyanna,
Ned Stark.
Yep. And okay. So Rhaegar and Ilyanna have Jon.
Okay.
And then there is now.
And Ilyanna is Ned Stark's sister.
Yep.
So Jon is half Stark,
half Targaryen.
Half Targaryen.
Yep.
And he is the grandchild of the Mad King.
Yep.
Okay. And so is Daenerys.
Daenerys is the child of. But she is a woman.
Well, then she has, by blood, more claim.
By
more
a woman,
claim.
Man. This is Game of Thrones.
Cersei's the queen right now. It's
well, by fire!
It's 1065, man. It's progressive.
It's not at all. She just killed everyone who opposed her.
Well, what is the...
That's
what
I'm saying.
What is Daenerys done?
Daenerys' claim is her large army. Jon's is blood. Fucking Gendry's is... depending on the way that you look at it, blood.
But Gendry still, even if you take the kings out, he's still half as important as Daenerys and Jon.
I mean, yes, one has a gigantic fucking army. The
I would think
don't really.
I would think direct child, woman or not, has a better claim than a second born man.
Mm-mm. Technically, Jon's is the biggest because man.
That's racist, dude.
It's sexist, yes, yeah. But it's also fucking medieval times. That's why Daenerys is gonna fucking win.
Dude, I don't understand.
Because the show isn't coming out in medieval times. It's coming out today.
Here's the thing.
What?
If people really didn't care that she... If people really cared that she was a woman, then I feel like that would be an overtone throughout the show. There's just not an overtone of sexism in that show.
There definitely is.
I don't feel like there is.
Especially in the earlier seasons. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Really?
Yes. I mean, the queen is the queen, but Robert treats that lady like a bitch.
Well, that's just, she is, first of all. She is. Second of all, Robert Baratheon, the best king they ever had. First season's the best season.
No,
Sean Bean,
it's really not.
Sean Bean's in it.
Dude, the King's Road. Joffrey gets bit by a fucking dog, and that sets the whole camp ablaze. It's real dumb, man. Push Bran out a fucking window. Why the fuck's Bran hearing sex noises? And he's all like, ooh, they're having sex. I'm gonna continue to stare at these motherfuckers.
Okay, well,
it's just dumb.
Women get raped like all the time.
I mean,
Theon got his dong cut off.
Dothrakis exist. They just put the dick in whatever they want. That vagina. All up in it. Maybe that anus. Who knows? Sorry to take it. All right, back to the list. Gendry, is he alive or dead, man?
I marked him as dead.
Marked him as dead?
I don't care about him. I'm going to be so mad if Beric Dandelion lives, but Jaime dies.
No, he did.
That's so cheap if
Beric's
he lived,
dead.
Right?
Euron's dead.
Who's Euron?
He's the bad Greyjoy.
His name is Euron. Yeah. Why are we saying it Euron? His name is Euron.
He's the bad one. With the ships.
Why did they introduce so many stupid characters in the last couple seasons?
Because they have to cram a lot in.
Why did we have a first season where Tyrion's getting bit by dogs, and in the last two seasons, they cram 40 new characters in?
Brits.
I don't feel like they're that important because we haven't spent enough time with them, and now you're telling me that Barrack Dandelion is going to save the world? That's what you're telling me.
No.
That the man we've had 20 minutes of time with is going to save the world.
I think it's a bait and switch.
But they want us to think that.
No. Well, yes.
Well, how's that a... I don't get it.
It's a bait and switch because he's literally the description of the guy who did it before. But really, people are rumoring it's John. That's why the Lord of Light brought him back from the dead.
A flaming sword?
Yeah. Flaming sword.
He could just light swords on fire!
Also, the dude has come back from the dead 9 fucking times.
Well, yeah, the Lord of Light. Apparently, he's a real thing?
Yes. He's the real one. Seven gods? Not a thing. Old gods are basically just the children of the forest, which are a real thing.
What are those?
Those are the green little things with the magic.
There's green people with magic in the show?
Hold the door scene. What door do you think he was fucking holding?
I thought those were White Walkers.
No! He was holding the door from White Walkers, but it was originally the place, the tree... Where Bran's going on the other side of the fucking wall.
I thought it was just a special tree.
No, it has green little children in it. The children of the forest.
There are children in the tree?
They made the White Walkers. Oh, you need to watch this fucking show again, dick.
I don't remember.
Why do we even do this? Oh, my list is filled out. I'm done with you. I have one person turning into a White Walker.
Let me see here. Let's see.
I'm saying Barrack might.
Let's see here. Theod, White Walker.
What?
Jorah, White Walker.
Jorah might. Yeah, that's a good one.
Sam, no. Sam's child, White Walker. Bread of Tarth, no. Tormund, Giant's Bane, White Walker. Grey Worm, White Walker. Barrack Dandelion, Euron Greyjoy.
I got 4.
White Walker. I'm just going to mark it. I
got 4. Is Daenerys pregnant?
Oh, bonus questions. Is Daenerys pregnant?
I'm saying hell yes.
It seems obvious, right? That she's pregnant?
Who kills the Night King?
Sam, parenthesis, child.
I'm saying Jon.
I think it's John too. Yeah, it's got to be John. Who holds the Iron Throne at the end?
I'm saying Daenerys.
Sam, parenthesis, child.
All right.
Gendry. I'm going to go Gendry. I'm going to go Arya. Oh, she's saying Arya. Arya is going to kill or going to kill him. This is a stupid show. I need to watch the show again, apparently. How much of the important stuff happened in the last 3 seasons?
All of it.
Those are the ones I don't remember.
The last 2. You could skip. Yeah, literally from when, spoiler if you haven't seen it, when Jon dies on, that's all you need to know.
So I should just watch the last 2 seasons?
Yeah, just recap those.
Because when did Dandelion show up? Last 2 seasons?
Daenerys?
No, the guy with the eye patch. Flame Sword.
He was in... He's in season 1... Or season 2, because he's with the Brotherhood, and he fights Clegane.
He was in season 1?
It might be 2, but it's whenever Arya is with the Night's Watch.
I don't remember her being... Wait, she was at the wall?
No, because the way that she escaped King's Landing after they killed Ned... Was there was a Night's Watchman down there getting people to take to the wall, and like he had a conversation with Ned because of his brother,
okay.
And so he got Arya, made her look like a boy, and then smuggled her out of the city.
Sup, Taco Truck, dude. I can't.
And yes, that right there, Taylor. When Ned's handed the king, he sends him to go kill the Mountain.
Sends who?
Barrack Dondarrion. But then in doing that, he becomes part of the Brotherhood. So I'm saying season 2. He's in season 2.
It's like I haven't watched this show.
Yeah, it really is. You're really dumb. I can remember all this.
You've watched it 40 times.
I have, but still, you're dumb. How you haven't watched it 40 times.
It's not that good.
Oh, man. It's just real good, man.
Rock hard!
Ah! but it's not, though. Rin, 13 months of subs.
But it's not, though.
The show is not that good. Here's the problem. Here's my major issue with Game of Thrones.
What's that?
I don't care about any of the characters because I assume all of them are going to die.
They're not all going to die.
No, I mean just as a general, just overarching. I mean, as I've watched the series, I didn't...
I mean, yes, eventually people get old and die.
With the exception of Tyrion and, like, a couple others that I knew weren't going to die, Daenerys. Like, I didn't get attached to Robert Stark. Because this is like, he's probably going to die. Why do I care?
No.
Did he die?
Yes.
Okay, then I was right.
You don't know everyone's going to die. You get, like, razzled when Ned dies. And then you have... 2 seasons until the Red Wedding, and then you're like,
oh, man, it just gets me.
This show burns shit down to the ground.
Everyone is just resubbing. Taco, thanks for this resub, man. I never got attached because I just assumed so many people could die.
Nope.
Like, anyone is expendable.
I think you're
at any
just
point.
Remembering it wrong. I've always said, show, Game of Thrones starts off here, Ned dies, downward hill. Just straight down until literally season 6. And then, whoop, what?
But Taylor is saying everything is important.
We're going up. We're going up. We're going up. Yes, there's hints. There's hints about everything in the earlier seasons. But,
how?
But in
what?
The earlier seasons, you don't know about
My
it.
Biggest problem is that the entire show is about the White Walkers coming.
Yep.
And I think you've heard me yell this. For the last 3 years, have we watched every episode as it premieres together. Okay? Apparently, I've been watching a different shows, though. All right? Like, I've been watching this show, and the entire... Did you hear that loud blender?
The fuck you blending in there?
You blending?
Gotta get a protein shake going? We're doing that yoga earlier.
Anyway, the whole problem is... See you later, Red. Sorry. Okay? The whole problem
up,
is...
boys?
Is that I feel like most of the stuff I watched in the middle... with the Lannisters versus the Stark War, it didn't matter.
No.
All the stuff with the guy, with the daughter, and the crab salesman man, the king, the other Baratheon, the skinny Baratheon. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Like, his whole plot
Stannis.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
You know, Joffrey's whole stuff doesn't matter because they killed all these people off. That's what I mean. Yeah. I didn't care about them because I knew eventually it wasn't the end game. I knew that whatever they were doing...
You're just spoiled.
...was filler.
You're just spoiled.
Hear me out.
You don't think all of fucking Infinity War was filler to get to Endgame?
Here's what I'm saying. Because of this, because of that, I am accustomed to not caring about new characters.
I don't stop.
Hold on. Let me finish.
I don't care what you're going to
say. Hold on about plot
lines.
Just
like you don't care about these characters, I don't care about what you're going to say. You're going to make me mad, and I'm going
to
yell at you.
No, I'm trying to explain
down this
why
road
I don't understand.
For eternity.
Here's my point. Let me say it. So the reason that I don't know who Eye Patch is, okay, Dandelion.
It's because you're dumb.
The reason I don't care about what he did or didn't pay attention to what he did is because I didn't realize that he wasn't going to be another Baratheon. I thought he was just going to be another tertiary character with another side plot, and now all of a sudden, pop, no, he is the character that matters. I got jebaited by characters that don't matter.
No! No!
What do you mean, no?
I don't...
There are so many people that are on this list that were here in the other seasons that aren't on here because they're dead. This list would be double the size of people that we cared about and then died, and now we're left with these people.
Everything matters, Seth. God.
If I would have only paid attention to the plot lines of these 20 people, I would know what's happening in the show. But because they gave me 40 other people that I have to care about that didn't actually matter, I stopped caring about any of them.
Well, that's
so
just
now,
you. You stop caring about things.
I'm not saying it's not my fault.
Oh, it's you. It's definitely your fault. That's where all this is going anyway.
I just don't want to watch it 40 times to have to memorize, that this guy's sweeping the dirt in season 1
what's the
is
world?
Actually going to save the world.
What's this world premiere thing, man?
I don't even know what else we have open. It's a Shaft.
Shaft. I haven't seen this.
All
let's
right.
watch it.
Let's watch it.
Hi.
Is his name really John Shaft?
I didn't know that.
Can we talk about the blending? Like, can you guys hear the blending, or is it like, is the mic's leaving it alone, or
what is she blending? Is it not no blended, idea. Or is she blending multiple things?
She might be doing it despite us right now.
Doubt it. Something in the smoothie is not getting blended right.
I'm looking for
Chef.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who's asking?
John Chef Jr. Your son.
My son? Junior?
Yeah.
Great. More of these movies.
Well, it's not a reboot, at least.
Cat Shaft is a bad mother.
Setting up for a reboot.
He thinks he's a black James Bond.
That dude was real. He think it was me. If you gonna pursue this investigation, I'm gonna have to babysit your ass.
Damn!
Oh, look at here! How long has it been?
This looks
never
so
long
dumb.
Enough. Lady Syphilis, Madam Chlamydia. It's lovely to meet you both.
That's Junior's mama. She'll look bitter.
Please tell me that you did not get our son involved in your bull.
Did they literally just bleep it?
It's bleeped it in a trailer.
Because she's a woman. That's like misogynistic.
You weren't being misogynistic. I ain't mentioned her gender.
Okay.
I'm an equal opportunity ass whooper.
Oh.
Damn.
Oh, there's no non-violent people in Harlem?
That guy might hit me a few times.
You damn right.
Sash, you okay?
Yeah.
Boy, back in the day, we didn't need guns. All we needed was our bare knuckle.
Damn, Grandpa.
Well, you can't be too prepared.
Wait, is that another Shaft?
Let me get mine.
Is there a Shaft Senior?
I don't know.
Damn, you back here having a knife fight? Oh, hell no, I shot him. You damn right.
What's up?
Oh, hell no, I shot him. Oh, man. Okay, that might be good.
Come on!
You have a gun in your hand.
Can you dig it?
I mean, I'll watch it. I won't watch it in theaters.
No.
But, I mean, it looks like a good movie to watch.
That looks funny.
Looks better than Predator.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm still mad.
I'm tired
of
white people
dude.
Having all their goddamn stupid-ass comedies out there. It's time for black people to have some stupid-ass comedies.
You ever seen Scary Movie, dude?
Dude.
White Chicks?
No, those are real dumb. I'm talking about comedies that are trying to be good and are just dumb.
Wait, so are you fighting?
Let me see. What are good examples like Step Brothers?
Dumb and Dumber.
No, that's too old because those were just brand new. Like, they were just starting to be real dumb.
Oh, and Step Brothers isn't too old?
Let's stop that.
When did Step Brothers come out?
2006.
That's 13 years ago, man.
Yeah, when did fucking Dumb and Dumber come out? 1990?
It came out in 92, I think, or something like that. 2008 for Step Brothers. So it's 11 years old. Yeah, Colby still played Detroit, 94. So it's been the same amount of time between now and Step Brothers as it was between Step Brothers and Dumb and Dumber.
See?
It's time, so you're saying
this is too old, Step Brothers right in the bottle.
Now it's time for the black comedy to come out. Is that what you're saying?
I can't think of any of the dumb fucking movies that are comedies that have come out recently. Rough Night.
Central
These
Intelligence.
These are all dumb white woman comedies, too. Bad Moms. Oh, God.
What about Central Intelligence?
Yeah, it's
Kevin
dumb.
Hart.
He's a white guy. He's a white guy. That's doing it for the white folks. That's white shit he doing, man.
What are you talking about?
That's a Tech N9ne lyric. And the other reason I know it is because I'm white. It's for me.
You hate Kevin Hart.
I do. Girls Trip. That in Girls Trip, all black women? I'm pretty sure it is.
No, that's the one with ScarJo, right?
No, I thought that was Rough Night. Pretty sure Girls Trip is like...
I think whatever it is that we're very clear that we shouldn't be discussing this because we don't have any idea.
White as fuck. Really, bro, Xbox?
Daddy's Home.
White as fuck.
That's the one with the Mel Gibson in it, right?
Daddy's Home. Great example. White as fuck.
That's the one with Mel Gibson.
And Mark Wahlberg.
Well, Mark Wahlberg's in it. It's got to be great.
It's fucking terrible. Britt loves it.
Of course she does, because she's obsessed with Mark Wahlberg.
And bad movies.
Anyone can see it. I like Mark Wahlberg, too.
He is good in most things, not in Daddy's
Dude,
Home.
Dude, he's got a card of infinite passes because of one movie.
The fuck you blending in there, Chris?
The Other Guys. Why you talk to her? She's going to come in here now.
She's right there. I thought she was jib-jabbing. Oh. Pins don't exist out there. Fuck you, blending.
Here, do you want these?
A smoothie.
Do you want these?
One.
Pins? Here, take these back.
Tomorrow.
Jesus, that was a lot of blending for one smoothie.
Well, it had
how big
eggs.
Was it?
Wasn't big. It was thick.
Got a cheap blender.
It's our wedding
yes,
night.
We got the worst blender in existence.
I mean, I don't have any better one. But what did you say? It was thick.
So big. It was thick.
That makes no sense. What a fucking show. Hey, we're 6 minutes over. Can we goddamn...
You made us watch Shaft, man!
I really want to watch Shaft, man. What else you got? Captain Marvel?
No, we're ending. It's too late. Show's over. All right, it's done. Oh, my Lord.
Well, that was the show.
Was it?
Yeah.
I don't even...
That was a good one.
All I know is that I apparently have never watched...
Game of Thrones?
Game of Thrones before.
You fucking haven't.
Apparently have never watched it. All right, guys. Well, if you're watching live at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby, all right, stick around. We're going to take a 5-minute break. We're going to come back, and Colby is going to continue his Terminator playthrough of Detroit Become Human. It's day number 4. He's about to go into a robot strip club.
I'm killing everyone now.
Are you? Because
not
you saved
one
you, saved, you saved Hank.
I was trying. You know what's weird is I want to do good in the game.
Uh-huh.
But
you
want to
do
saying,
good by killing everybody.
No, no. Previously, I was like, I'm trying to be good at this game.
Okay.
Now I'm going to run through it with no fucks.
Okay.
And just
I mean, you can't
all
lose
bad choices.
The game.
All bad choices.
You can't lose the game.
All bad choices.
Okay. Hey, Sly, do you understand that reference that Sly just made? Why does Colby sound like the white version of Uncle Ruckus from the Boondocks?
I've never watched the Boondocks, but I'll take it as a compliment.
I don't think she means it as one. We're too white to know what the Boondocks is, Sly. Okay? Sorry.
I know what the Boondocks is. I've never seen
it. Isn't it a cartoon with black
yes.
kid with an afro?
Yes.
Okay, I know what it is, too. Never seen a frame.
Me neither.
All right? So we don't know what it is. That's like saying we know what The Godfather is because we've seen one frame of it. All right, anyway, we're leaving, okay? We're going to be here. Leave and stay around if you're watching us live.
Look what they
stay.
Did to my son.
It's boy. Look what they did to my boy.
Fuck off, mean man.
I'm just saying. Anyway.
We'll be right back.
We're going to take a quick break. If you listen on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, twitch.tv/SethandColby, sub to us, you jerks. Give us your money. It keeps Colby coming here to yell at me. And you want that.
I just want to do it now to just yell at you.
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, it's all Seth and Colby. Merch at RaptorTeeth.live. Join the Discord, type in chat, Discord, please put Discord if you got it there. And anyway, we're going to take a 5-minute break for everybody else. And we'll be back shortly with Colby Plays Games. All right? Give us 1 second. We'll be RB.